This is GQDN for Thursday, January 8th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest Worthy. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a wow achievement. The Xbox Developer Direct showcase date has been released, and League of Legends did go into their update. But today, we begin with the Esports Corner, because according to Esports Insider, Arrow Esports has been permanently banned from the Mobile Legends Bang Bang esports circuit. And that was following an investigation from the MPL Malaysia Committee, who did issue the ban over the organization because of some outstanding financial obligations that now has remained unresolved since October 25, that is last October. Now in their public statement, there were several contract violations that did occur throughout the MPL Malaysia Season 15 and Season 16. So according to the Penalty Index B, Arrow Esports has been handed a permanent suspension after the committee did fail to get in touch with the team, which means that the owner has also been banned from registering or operating any team within the MLBB ecosystem from now on. The official MPL Malaysia announcement is, quote, MPL Malaysia remains fully committed to ensuring the welfare of players is protected, to upholding the highest standards of professionalism. The league enforces a zero-tolerance policy toward any form of financial misconduct and will continue to take firm action to preserve the integrity of the competition, end quote. Now, the MPL Malaysia committee did decide to distribute a portion of the prize money that was allocated to the teams for MPL Malaysia Season 16, which did amount to $100,000 based on the outstanding arrears. Now, the players within the team are free to explore opportunities with other MLBB organizations as free agents. So that team has been shut down permanently. But now we go to video game news. And according to Jason Schreier, GTA 6, he thinks, will still release in November. Although, he said that their content isn't complete yet. So yes, he was talking about Grand Theft Auto 6, and he was talking on the Button Mash podcast. And Schreier did discuss the Rockstar's usual development cycle. And that was with the current pattern as Red Dead Redemption 2. So here's what he said, quote, this is how Rockstar works, or at least has worked in recent decades, I suppose. In the recent last decade with Red Dead 2, if you look at the history there, they announced it for fall 2017, then slipped it to spring 2018, and then slipped it again to fall 2018. Then it landed in October that year. So I wouldn't be super shocked if that was to happen again this time around, end quote. Now, he did not talk about what he heard for the latest news of GTA 6's development from the people within Rockstar, but he did say the game was, quote, not content complete, end quote, at the time. For the quote, this is a big and complicated game. The last I heard, it was still not content complete. That is to say that people were still finishing things up, still finalizing levels and missions and seeing what's going to make it into the game, end quote. But he still thinks that the game will be released in November because he thinks that's likely to do so than the previous release dates. For the quote, it's really hard to say what release date will be right now. I don't think anyone at Rockstar could tell you with 100% certainty that they'll make it out in November, but I think it's a little more real than fall 2025 did. end quote. So will it release on time this time, or will they push it back again? I got a feeling there's a debate coming, but there's no debating this. Engadget.com said that the next Xbox Developer Direct Showcase is coming in 2 weeks from today, January 22nd. In fact, Xbox got up on Twitter/X and said, quote, "It's officially Developer Direct season. Join us on January 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific time for an exclusive look at Fable, Forza, Horizon 6, and Beast of Reincarnation," end quote. Now, the Xbox Wire editor-in-chief, John Skoblis, did say that Xbox's 25th year anniversary will be marked with the return of some beloved franchises. And gamers will also get their extended look at Fable, reboot the iconic series, and they'll be looking at the footage for Forza Horizon 6, which is the open-world racing game that is set in Japan. And the UK studio Playground Games is behind both titles. And they'll be looking at the gameplay of Beast of Reincarnation, which is going to be one person, one dog role-playing game. And the game will be developed by Game Freak. If you know that one, they made some Pokemon games. But as CEO was talking about games, Embark's CEO said they could not compete with EA or Activision head-to-head. PC Gamer was talking about this because they were talking about Arc Raiders, and that's what Embark Studios makes. In fact, the Embark Studios CEO, Patrick Söderlund, was talking with GamesBeat in an interview, and he was talking about Activision, EA, and them. Quote, "To start a new studio from scratch and to compete with the likes of EA and Activision and others, if you follow traditional development methodologies, you're going to have five, six, 700 people. We didn't want to be that. We couldn't afford that many people, and we didn't believe that was going to get to the right type of innovation and quality. So when we started Embark, we spent the first 7 to 10 minutes conceptualizing Arc Raiders, and most of the time we spent on production methodologies and building tools and pipelines to change the way games were being developed, with the ambition of being substantially faster in developing games so that we could compete with the big publishers with a substantially smaller team," end quote. Now, he didn't get into details about the specific changes that'll make progress on how things are done and any updates to the game that they make. But it does look like that they are going head-to-head with them, whether directly or indirectly. So how are you enjoying Arc Raiders? You can let me know at Joe Brums on X/Twitter or Blue Sky. Oh, this is Galvin's game now. League of Legends had a dev update, and they talked about the gameplay and the content and the long-term vision. The esportsinsider.com, League of Legends kicked off season one of this year with a new developer update discussing some gameplay changes and seasonal content. In addition to the updates of season one and the rest of 2026, Riot Games has also begun working on the large-scale game overhaul for 2027. And they did show up the 26.1 patch notes, because they were talking about the developer update, the ranked, and norms in Swift play, because they were given a faster champ select process along with the first minion wave and jungle monster spawn times. All details regarding these games' most specific changes can be found in a respective A Swifter Swift Play and Ranked 2026 developer blog. But Riot Games, they say in the latest developer update, they also dive into the brand new Act 1 features, including an update to the role quests. So for the long-term plans, well, they were talking about Demacia and Shyvana, which are new characters coming in, because those two will be in the Battle Academia patch 26.02. Galio and Ornn, skin theme is mecha anime inspired, and now come also in patch 26.02. Morgana, the skin is Prestige Veiled Lady, and Morgana will show up at season start. Sona and Mordekaiser. Skin theme is prestige, and they will show up later in the season. Beagle, Reverend Rain Exalted Skin, that's skin, will show up in season one, and Braum, the Victorious Skin, will also show up in season one. So all of that is coming for League of Legends. But if you like Mario, my Mario was out to the Far East, but it'll be in the US according to NintendoLife.com on the 19th of February. And there's gonna be a lot of stuff coming with my Mario, because this is gonna be for the kids, in which you'll be getting a free Hello Mario app for Switch and mobile. You'll get some wooden block amiibos and some merchandise that'll be targeting babies and toddlers, that age range. Now in Japan, they're gonna be getting Yoshi.
Yoshi!
I tried. And that'll be in November.
Yoshi!
It's a little bit better. But that will be in Japan. Maybe it'll come to America. But Mario is. So enjoy some Mario. Now we go to World of Warcraft. Because somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it. The Legion Remix level, according to Wowhead, somebody achieved level 80 in just over 6 minutes. And the name is Silverbro, because they reached level 80 in the Legion Remix with their Paladin. The total time, 6 minutes and 27 seconds. Now, Silver had several level 80 friends to defeat the tormented Sky Sunder dragons at the Shield's Rest in Stormheim. The Silverbro's characters flew by to collect the experience. Normally, these NPCs have respawn time. So, the group coordinated some litter swaps in order to defeat more elite dragons in quick succession. So, hey, congratulations to him or her. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for Finally Friday. So until then, go play some video games, people.